I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 28th. There will be some pretty major road, water, and sewer improvements in Quincy over the next several years. City Council this week approved over $150 million worth of upgrades. $100 million of that is strictly for roadway improvements. Mayor Thomas Koch says the projects will include repaving roads across the entire city over the next 6 years. The funds will come from the general budget. $40 million in drinking water system improvements was also approved, along with over $13 million in improvements to the sewer system and for stormwater management. The work for the water and sewer projects will be paid for with money from ratepayers. All of the spending was approved unanimously by the Finance Committee and will be voted on by the full City Council. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that he will hold the line when he presents his proposed city budget for next year to the City Council on Monday night. Koch traditionally introduces his proposed budget the first Monday of May. It was delayed 2 weeks last year due to the pandemic. Last year's budget of $340 million represented an increase of about $10 million. Koch says his plan for the 2022 budget that begins on July 1st will be to hold the line, meaning no major increases. He says his proposal will assume that the City Council will approve his plan to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's pension obligations. He says that move could save Quincy $20 million this year and millions more in the future. A man who had been reported missing in Quincy this week was found safe in Boston. 72-year-old Jin Quing Tang was located last night after he was last seen leaving his home on Quincy Shore Drive to go for a walk at about 9 a.m. yesterday. Tang suffers from diabetes and hearing loss. Police say he was located in Boston last night and was returned to his home safely. Massachusetts officials are moving to ensure that every high schooler in the state will get at least a month back in the classroom this spring, despite the pandemic. Jeff Riley, the state's commissioner of elementary and secondary education, announced yesterday that all high schools must resume in-person classes 5 days a week by May 17th. Quincy high schoolers have been back in class since March 29th. The move announced as Governor Baker unveiled plans to phase out COVID-19 business restrictions this spring and summer comes after Riley ordered all public elementary and middle schools in Massachusetts to fully resume in-person learning this month, citing the adverse academic and mental health impacts of remote learning and research suggesting that in-school transmission of COVID-19 is rare. FEMA expected to launch the most significant update to their flood insurance program in a half century later this year. For anyone who lives in or near an area prone to flooding, it could be good news or financially crippling. The Federal Emergency Management Agency manages the National Flood Insurance Plan. When they updated and expanded flood zones in 2012, premiums for many policyholders skyrocketed. And now another change is coming in October called Risk Rating 2.0. Currently, rates are determined mostly by elevation in a flood zone. Over the past several decades, technology has evolved, and so had FEMA's understanding of flood risk. Some of the new factors that will go into the calculation of new rates will be distance from a water source, mitigation efforts, storm surge, coastal erosion, heavy rainfall, river overflow, elevation, cost to rebuild, property value, and frequency of flooding. There are about 58,000 policyholders in Massachusetts. FEMA estimates 39% will see an immediate decrease in premiums. 49% will see an increase up to $120 a year. 12% will see higher rate hikes. Flood insurance policies through the National Flood Insurance Program must be paid in full, and currently some homeowners pay premiums in the thousands. FEMA just announced Risk Rating 2.0 rates will be released on August 1st. Risk Rating 2.0 is expected to transform the National Flood Insurance Program, which is currently over $20 billion in debt, to a more financially stable program, as climate change will lead to more frequent and severe flooding events in the years to come. More than a year into the COVID-19 restrictions that have reshaped much of public life, Massachusetts now has a target date for when its business and capacity limits are set to be lifted. Governor Baker is targeting August 1st as the date when life in Massachusetts could return to what most remembered prior to the coronavirus pandemic. Starting this Friday, face coverings will no longer be required in many outdoor settings as the state continues to see declines in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The governor announced that the face coverings order will be relaxed outdoors, except for situations where it's not possible to social distance. Face coverings will still be required at all times in indoor public spaces. In addition to modifying mask rules, the governor is announcing policy updates for several various industries. May 10th, large venues such as sports arenas can increase capacity to 25%. Amusement parks can open at 50% capacity. Road races will be allowed. May 29th, public gathering limits will increase. Street festivals can be held at 50% capacity. Bars can reopen with seated service only. Restaurants may be allowed to eliminate food service requirements and increase maximum table size to 10. On August 1st, nightclubs, indoor water parks, ball pits, and others will be allowed to reopen. The governor set a reopening timeline to increase the capacities at sports venues like Fenway Park and the TD Garden. As of May 10th, large venues such as indoor and outdoor stadiums, arenas, and ballparks will be permitted to have 25% capacity. The venues have been operating at 12% capacity since March 22nd. When the new capacity limits go into effect, the TD Garden would be permitted roughly 4,800 fans, Fenway Park about 9,400, and Gillette about 16,500 fans. Encore Boston Harbor was set to open up as a COVID-19 vaccination site. Doses of the vaccine were slated to be administered in one of the Everett Casino's ballrooms, according to the director of the Mass Gaming Commission. Vaccines will be available to both casino employees and the general public. Appointments can be made through the state's vaccine website. Encore Boston Harbor says there have been no issues with COVID-19 protocol adherence in recent weeks at the state's three gambling centers. A former Boston police officer pleading guilty to collecting more than $20,000 in bogus overtime payments. James Carnes, who has retired from the police force, pleaded guilty to federal charges of conspiracy to commit theft concerning programs receiving federal funds and embezzlement from an agency receiving federal funds. The 57-year-old Carnes of Canton was one of nine people arrested in September in the fraud scheme at the police department's evidence warehouse. Authorities say those officers collected a total of more than $200,000 in overtime pay they weren't entitled to. Carnes admitted to routinely leaving overtime shifts early and submitting fraudulent overtime slips. Richard Evans, a former Boston police captain, was arrested last month on charges that he fraudulently collected more than $12,000 in the evidence warehouse overtime scheme. Evans' lawyer has said he denies the allegations. Well, for anyone who still hasn't gotten around to getting a real ID, you're in luck. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that the October 1st deadline will be pushed back 19 months to May 3rd of 2023 due to COVID-19. By that date, every air traveler 18 and older will need a real ID-compliant driver's license or identification card. State-issued enhanced driver's license or another TSA-acceptable form of identification to make it through airport security. The change will impact travelers flying domestically. If by 2023 you still don't have a real ID, a valid U.S. passport can also be used for domestic flights. Now, India crossing a grim milestone of 200,000 people lost to the coronavirus. A devastating surge of new infections tears through dense cities and rural areas alike and overwhelms healthcare systems on the brink of collapse. The health ministry reported a single-day record 3,293 COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, bringing India's total fatalities to over 201,000 as the world's second most populous country endures its darkest chapter of the pandemic yet. President Biden putting the finishing touches on his first address to a joint session of Congress, a primetime speech tonight on the eve of his 100th day in office. Biden will use the speech before lawmakers and a broader viewing audience to talk about what he's accomplished in the opening months of his presidency and lay out his other domestic and foreign policy priorities. An American warship fired warning shots when vessels of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard came too close to a patrol in the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy released black-and-white footage of the encounter Monday night in international waters of the northern reaches of the Persian Gulf. In it, lights can be seen in the distance, and what appears to be a single gunshot can be heard with a tracer round racing across the top of the water. Iran did not immediately acknowledge the incident. President Biden signed an executive order Tuesday increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour for federal contractors, providing a pay bump to hundreds of thousands of workers. Biden administration officials said that the higher wages would lead to greater worker productivity, offsetting any additional costs to taxpayers. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 3 points. The NASDAQ dropped 48. The S&P fell a fraction. Global shares moderately higher as investors watch for news out of a Federal Reserve meeting. Dollar fell. The euro was down. Oil at almost $63 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Mets 2-1. The series continues in New York tonight at 6:40 p.m. Bruins over the Penguins, 3-1. The Bruin will host Buffalo Thursday night at 7 p.m. Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Celtics 119-115. Boston will play Charlotte at the Garden tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, any morning showers giving way to partly cloudy skies. And then highs in the upper 50s. More showers, maybe a thunderstorm this evening, low of 50 degrees. Rain and drizzle tomorrow, a high of 59. Maybe a morning shower Friday, high of 61. Partly sunny, 61 for Saturday. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light east wind, and a high tide right after 1 p.m. Sunrise at 5:43, set at 7:40. So again, morning showers, midday clearing and evening showers today with a high 58 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 28th.